anyhow in my house, and then Sunday morning, I go speak some tears in the meetings. Right? I behave anyhow, and then I come and sit here and give a message. No. Who am I fooling? You just fool yourself. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for the heavenly vision. God controlling vision. May we all see this vision this weekend. Amen. Hallelujah. Then let's read Romans 1 together. The one thing, the unique thing that should be focused on, stress ministered in the last recovery, is the heavenly vision. The central subject of the Bible. Whereas this is the key, the economy of God. That is the central. What is the economy of God? God becoming a man. The entire Bible, you read the Bible with this in view all the time. It makes a lot of difference. We will see more. God's whole intention is He becoming a man. The God who was in the beginning, who said, let us make man in our own image, our likeness. This God in the beginning became a man. In Genesis chapter 2, when He created man, He breathed into man, and man became a living spirit. What happened first? A man became what? A soul. A soul. You need a soul first. Then in John 20, 22, he breathed again into man, and man became what? A spirit. So first, we are human. We are human. But every human needs to be born again. We need another birth. Human cannot fulfill God's purpose. So God Himself became what? Became the spirit. To enter into man. That this man will have God's life, God's nature, God's expression. That this man will live God. This is His purpose. I'm serious. We have spoken this again, in 1991, when Burley put the life study of First and Second Samuel. I remember vividly when he began to speak, God becoming man, to make man God in life, in nature. We were like cows, you know, cow. Moo. When he spoke this, really, but he's already there, spoken this thing years ago. But we were still COW. Put him in the G. His head is always down. The cow never looks up. The cow always is like, moo, moo. You can be in the church life and be a cow dance. All you know is moo. But we need to progress. Amen. To what? To wow. Wow. So we are in the state of what? Wow. Amen. When he taught the ministry, wow. But before we go, ooh. Amen. May the Lord upgrade. You know, upgrade our life. Don't remain the same. I started in the business class, first class, business class. So they upgrade me to the business class. Every time I sit at the bar, every day, then I walk past before I go sit at the bar. This time, I was sitting here in the business class. It was totally different. They call you by your name. Hello, Mr. Cook. I said, hey, this is not a small thing. It's the same plane. Now, I'm complain, how they see God there. These guys, they live a different world. They live in somewhere different. In the same way. Lord, we don't want to be in the same place all the time. We want to be upgraded. I want to see more. I want to see your economy. I want to see this vision. Pray this vision will control me. Me, not him. Me. This thing must control me. Amen. You pray like this, you think the Lord will say, shut up? No. You open, Lord, I want to see these things. And brotherly, open this not to only some few. No. Everything is here. It's in your hands. But it all depends how you take it. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's have the sisters read A. God's economy. Yeah. Manized. Only Brother Lee can say this. We are manized, and he is what? God dies. That means he became a man to make us God. In life, in nature, but not in the Godhead. Like I said, when Brother Lee began to speak this, the reason why Brother Lee began to speak this in the 90s, we went through a lot of turmoil, problems, all over Europe, in Africa, in Asia, in America. A lot of the saints left the church life. They left. Last weekend, I gave a history of the church in Europe, in Belgium. I was in Brussels last week. Give a country. I stopped and put the outlines down. Then I start to run through the entire, because I have lived from 1980 up to today in Europe. When Brother Lee was coming there, I gave a history. Then I asked a question. Many left the church. Many left the church. Why? Why did they leave the church? Why? Because they did not see this. They did. So when somebody left, they all followed him. But praise the Lord, no one can fool us today, brothers. You think somebody can come and fool you today? Man, they think there's something wrong with not him. But something wrong with you. If you see it, nobody can fool you. Amen. But not only seeing it, but you live it. It's becoming you. Slow. Bit by bit. You are becoming. That's why Brother used the word we are becoming. A becoming means it's a process. It's a gradual. Amen. Okay. Let's have the brothers read B. God's eternal economy. That man might become God in life and in nature, but not in the Godhead. For the building up to wonderful. If we see this, I can see that. But you have to see. Key word here is this conference is to open our eyes. That's why I said from the beginning, get out of your mind. Get out. Please. Get out of your mind. It's, Lord, I don't see this. If I see it, why do I still get angry over this? Why is my lust still there? Why am I behaving this way? The reason why you are behaving this way is because you don't see it. It's not governing you. I'm telling you. There's no vision in your living. So you live anyhow. You read the Monterey Bible, get points. Sunday morning, you go to church and speak. But if you are by yourself, certain things you do, certain things you say, the way you behave, you can tell you haven't seen this vision. Your anger, you know anger? When you get angry, you want to blow everything up. Blow it. Then Sunday morning, hallelujah. This is the goal of this ministry. When you see it, when you see it, the people around will know that you have seen it. Your life will testify. You can't hide it. You can't hide it. Even the way you relate to the brothers, the way you relate to one another, it's a reflection of what you are. Amen. So this is what we want to see. I am repeating myself. I will repeat the same thing again and again until you see, you hear and understand. Okay. Now, Romans 2. Our becoming God in life, in nature, but not in the Godhead, was what? Was initiated by Paul, right? By who? By who? Who brought us here? Did we choose to be here? Okay, let's continue. Initiated by God the Father, well, in eternity past, by what? By His choosing us to be holy, predestinating us unto sonship, the divine sanctification, for the divine sonship is the center of the divine economy and the central thought. That's, I mean, listen. Okay. What is that? That means, it means exactly what is written there. God chose us. He chose us. He predestinated us. It means He did everything. Now, let's read. I'm going to show you something. You see it before, but you see something. Now, let's read John 4. John chapter 4. If I find John 4. Now, pay attention to this. I know you read the Bible a lot, but maybe this thing you haven't paid attention to. Okay. John chapter 4. Now, I'll read from 1. When therefore the Lord knew that the Pharisees are there, that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself did not baptize, but rather his disciples. And he left Judea and went away again into Galilee. Now, pay attention. And he had to. He had to. To do what? He had to pass what? Samaria, and then go to what? So he came to a city of Samaria. Mind where this word interest. He had to. It means it is imperative, very, very important for him. For who? That he can save one sinner. He can save that woman at the well. For the sake of one sinner, he made a detour. Nobody respected that woman because he had 7 husbands or 10 husbands or something. But God knew that woman had to be saved. So he had to. Underline your Bible. He had to. Right? Then he got to Samaria. He went to Jacob's well. Now, who was waiting for who? Who? The Lord was there before the woman came. So, who initiated this? God. Okay. Now, pay attention. Pay attention. Now, he purposely sent the 12 to go and buy food. How can you send 12 people to go and buy food? He sent all the disciples. I love the best. He said, and they all went to buy food. How can he send all the 12 of them to go and buy food? Okay, now pay attention. Then he waited, this woman. How can the Lord be talking to this woman about 7 husbands when the 12 men are listening to this one? See the wisdom here. He sent the 12 to go away. Then he can have what? One-on-one with this woman. Wonderful. So who initiated this? It's God himself. You look at your salvation. If I tell you my story, everybody will like go through this book. When I came to the church life, I won't tell you. If I tell you, saints, so he sent the disciples. Then he began to talk one-on-one with his woman. Until this woman said, come and see a man. Come and see a man. The Lord said, she said, come and see a man. You know what the Lord also said? I have food that you guys don't know. I didn't send you to go buy food. That was a food there. This thing satisfies me. My satisfaction is to save that one sin. So who initiated this? So we are not in this room for anyone? No. 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 It is God who brought you here. So if God brought you here, who am I to tell you what to do? I think you get in the picture. Wonderful. Saints, for us to be here today means so much to the Lord. He means a lot. Why? Because he chose us. He predestined. You know, pay attention. He. When you read, pay attention to the he. It's he who did it, not me. Nobody can control your life. Only God. Amen. So, we are precious to the Lord. Are you precious? You're not sure. Are you precious?
Yes.
No. Sometimes you don't understand my situation. Listen. Nobody understood the Samaritan woman. He go draw water in the afternoon where nobody goes at that time. Look at her history. He will not associate with anybody. But God knows her better. The Lord chose this woman before eternity. Right? It was through this woman the Lord unveiled God is spirit. He unveiled the matter of worship through a Samaritan woman, not through a Pharisee. Not through a Pharisee. No. So, you haven't had 7 husbands yet. Saints. That means we have hope. Amen. It is God who chose us. And he chose us before the foundation of the world. To be what? To be holy. To be what? Holy? Huh? You are what? Holy? You? Only God is holy, but he chose us to be what? So, you believe your feeling or God's way? Me? I believe God. That's why I'm a believer. I only believe. You say holy, I say, oh, yes, amen. How? How? I don't know. But he chose us. He predestinated us unto sonship. Unto sonship. The result is sonship. And now, what are sons for? Sons are for expression. When you have a son, that guy expresses you. Why? Because he have your life. He have your nature. He have your expression. So praise the Lord. We are sons of God. You know, in Matthew 5, the end, it says, be perfect. Be perfect. As what? As your holy God. That's it. Holy God. What do you say? What? See? You gotta read. When you are reading the Bible, pay attention. He doesn't say be perfect as your heavenly God. No. It says as your what? Why did he say Father? Because you have his life.
Amen.
If this man is your father, right, and he's perfect, that means you can be perfect. It's possible. Because you have the same life. You have a life that makes you perfect. Because you have that light from what? From your father. I honestly, brothers and sisters, we need to see these things. Sometimes we doubt ourselves. We doubt. We look at ourselves. Oh, no. No. He says, he predestinated me. So I'm not too sure. He chose me. So chose me. Me? I'm the Nyango Bonimi. The Lord don't know me. The Lord know you before even you were born. He knew you before, saints. So stop doubting yourself. Turn to the Lord. That's why we have the word transformation. That's why we sang that hymn. Reason why we sang that is it's a process. It's a process. It's a process. I don't know, some of you, we are old now. I don't care how. But if you are 40 years, right? If you are 40, you know 40 years, right? How old are you? Say, for instance, you are 40. If you are 40, right? And you go to bed tonight and pray, Lord, I want to be 50 tomorrow. Lord, oh Lord. Lord, I want to be 50 tomorrow. The Lord will say, I think you need to see a doctor. Why? It's impossible. You're not going to be 50 tomorrow. It will take another 10 more years. You have to wait 10 years, even if you fast and pray. It's the same. So you... Sometimes we are in a certain condition, we think we'll never get out of it. We will never get out of it. You discourage yourself, you look at what you do, and you're still doing that, especially when you pray, Lord, I don't want to do that again. The next day you do worse. So then you get more discouraged. You know why? He allows you to be more discouraged. Then the day will come, you hit the wall, and no trust in yourself, and you say, Lord Jesus, here I am. Hallelujah! Amen. The best way, best prayer when you do it against the Lord, hallelujah, I did it again. And you know what he says? I know you're going to do it again. So more and more and more and more and more, before you realize, you grow within life. Grow within life. Grow within life. It's not over. Right? Brother Sean have a little baby. Now, Sean is doing very well. He's 3 now, right, Sean? Sooner or later, you have 6. Those kids don't grow overnight. It takes time. It takes time. It takes time. Everything about life is so gradual. You know, I have children. I raised up 6 children. We used to buy shoes for them, the kids. We buy shoes. Right? Do that, right? Then, a short time, you put your feet there, the shoe don't fit. What happened? One day, I called my wife. I said, listen, we got to watch these feet. When does it grow? In the night, or in the afternoon, or in the midnight, when they're sleeping? And my wife said, foolish man. If you don't want the feet to grow, then stop feeding them. So long as you enjoy the Lord, enjoy the word, you enjoy the Lord. You eat the word. What do you expect? The growth comes spontaneous. Out of what? Out of the eating. Out of the feeding. Praise the Lord. So that's why don't be like, I want to be like this brother. No, you can't be that brother. All you can be is you. It takes time. Praise the Lord. Okay, listen. Better start, otherwise we never finish. When do we stop? Let me know. If we raise your hands, I'll stop. Okay. Now, let's read A. The sanctified is to be made holy, distinct from everything that is common. Then B, he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be what? To be holy, in order for us to become God in nature. God is the only one who is holy. And for us to be holy, we need God in his holy nature dispense into us. And this becomes a nature, an holy element with which the Holy Spirit sanctifies us. You know, that verse I love that verse. You know, in 2 Peter 1:4, it says, let me read, I wrote down here. It says, through which he have granted us as precious and exceedingly great promises, that through this you might become what? Partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption which is in the world by us. Through which who he granted us a precious and exceedingly, you know, the footnote where he said, he put exceedingly great. It's greatest. You know, he says, to have an unusual degree. Very extremely. That means, partaking divine nature is the greatest thing on this earth. To partake of God. This man eats God. You know what I mean? He eats God. Tell your friend when he go to work, say, what did you have for lunch? I had God. He said, what did you have for lunch? He said, I just ate God. The guy will run away. The Bible says, it says, through which he, God, granted to us a precious and exceedingly great promise. How can we escape the corruption in the world? Look at the world today. Listen. Ghana, everywhere is the same. The world is the same. Satan is Satan, and Satan is Satan everywhere. You know what I mean? The way the women dress today, the way, the tight clothes, tight jeans, think they go to a meeting for all of them to wear that, is the same thing. It's a trend. T-R-E-N-D. Trend. Everyone does the same thing. Sin, S-I-N, is fine. I'm telling you. Sin is fine. Sometimes, the internet, it's evil. I'm telling you. Same. The same internet in England is the same internet here in Ghana. You click on that, what you see here is the same thing you see there. And this is damaging. I'm telling the truth. It's damaging mankind. Evil. It's the world we live in. How do we escape this evil? The young people. How do you escape this internet thing? You think you lock yourself in the house, don't go out? No. If you lock yourself, the phone is in the house. The phone. Then don't. Everything under the sun today is evil. It's evil continually. I'm dead. No one can escape this. That's where we are. It's in your pocket. The phone is in your pocket. Everything under the sun is on your phone. You click that thing, the things you see, you'll be shocked. How do you escape this? How do we help the young people? The best way to help the young people is to help yourself first. If you are not watching those things, then you can help someone. But if you are in it, you tell them, don't do it. You are a hypocrite. That is hypocrisy. No one speaks what we are speaking here, guys. I am telling you the truth. And I mean it. Nobody speaks this. But here we are. Says, we are partakers of the divine nature. And the more we partake, the more we escape. So much corruption. I'm saying it's corrupted. I really thank the Lord. Before God, I tell you the truth. I travel so much. I travel very, very much. One thing I do in my travel, I study people. When I go to the Philippines, I observe the people. I watch them. I go to China, you observe. When you observe mankind, observe, we are the same. I'm telling you. Only difference is he eats Chinese food and I eat Ghanaian food. That's all. But nature, man is the same. I'm serious. There's no better man. No. There's no human being that can tell you, I am better than you. You are sick. Serious. We human beings needs God.
Amen.
Every human being have one need. One need. God. Amen. We need God. If you don't have God, you are the same like anyone else. I can tell you story after story after story. Because very easy to deceive yourself and think I'm better than that guy. Nobody's better. Right? Man is the same. Satan is the same. God is the same. Praise the Lord. Okay, now let's come. We better hurry up a little bit. We didn't start it earlier, so you know, Ghanaians, I love the time. The time is our friend, right? It's our friend. We have a good thing called time. The guy is our friend. So we just take our time, right? If it's in the UK and America this time. Here we don't do this. We say amen. All right, let's go on. Then see. Let's receive, brothers. Strong. He
predestinated us unto sonship.
Yeah.
Before we were created. For us to become sons.
Yeah.
We must.
Yes.
By his mercy, God's life is to come.
We must. For you to be a Ghanaian, you must study to be a Ghanaian, right? No. You can study to be a Ghanaian, right? How do you become a Ghanaian? You gotta be born. You are born. That which is born of the flesh is what? It's flesh. That's from our parents. We were born. And then that which is born of what? Of spirit is. That means we receive another life. We are born of God. Don't forget. If you don't have that life, after the meeting, you come and see us. And we will pray for you to receive that life. You need to be born. I'm serious. If you are not born of God, you are not part of God. The church is God. Right? Joshua. Mr. Owuswansa said, yes. Mr. Owuswansa. Oh, good morning, Mr. Owuswansa. Mr. Owuswansa, can I join your family? Oh, Mr. Owuswansa, I want to come and join your family. No, speak loud. Don't tell me. Tell me. Can I just go to Owuswansa and say, Owuswansa, Mr. Owuswansa, and pay them food and egg, and buy a drink. Owuswansa will say, I say, MCO, you're a doctor. You need some doctor. But why do we use the word? I joined the church. How do you join the church? You can't join the church. No. You are born. Hallelujah. You need the life of God to be in the church life. So we can't just say, okay, I joined the presbytery. Yes, of course, those places you can join them. It's just an organization. You can join the Pentecostal. But here, no. You are born. Tell your neighbor, you need to be born. Again, you need to be born. You need to be born. Otherwise, it's an organization. It's an organized thing we do here. We are not. Praise the Lord. Okay, now let's quickly. I can stay here for 2 days. Now, let's go to Romans 3. Let's have Gratis again read strongly Romans 3. As the life-giving spirit sanctified and speak the divine disposition of it. When we receive the Lord by his redeeming blood, our position in the world changes, right? Changes. He changed position. He comes into us. We receive his life. Lord, come into me. He comes into you. But that is only a positional sanctification, right? Our position has changed from the world, from wherever we are, into God. That's one step. How about this positional sanctification? I hope you understand. We are in God, but our disposition remains the same. Why do you still get angry? Why? 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 Why are you stressed out? Why? It's your disposition. I wrote down something here from Burley. It says, positional sanctification is to satisfy our standing. It's our standing changes. But then he says, what is disposition? The word disposition refers to our nature. Sometimes I think you've heard this earlier. The subine is in him. The position don't affect the subine. I'm speaking in tongues. The position is one aspect. But the disposition, that's where we have one. We have been in the church now. I know many, many of us. Many, 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 many years. But our disposition is still the same. Same. Without the Spirit coming into every day, that thing will be the same. Many, many, many Christians struggle with these two things. Oh, I am a Christian. I am a Christian. I received the Lord. But why am I still the same? Your disposition have not been touched by the Lord at all. And you need to allow him. If you don't allow him to come into that part will remain the same. That's why many times the Lord says, in that day, many will be what? They will gnash their teeth. They will gnash their teeth. Gnash their teeth means by the time you gnash your teeth, it's too late. Why? All along your whole Christian life, there was a blockage in you that the Lord could not get there. He can't force himself there except you open the door. If you are not opening that door, you will be the same. It doesn't matter how many years you are here. And I can tell this, I am serious. Even, especially the longer you are here, the more stronger your disposition is. Very strong. Nobody can get through you. When you say no, it's no. Only the sanctifying spirit. You gotta open the door for the spirit to come every day. Lord. Now, listen. You need to pray, Lord. You know I have this power. And you know, listen. You know. Lord, I hate this thing. I don't like it. But I can't pray for you. I can't do it until you do it yourself. You need to be open. Lord, I have a certain character. Only I know. Certain things I do. Only I know. And only you know. And Satan knows. There is a triangle. God, Satan, and yourself. Knows that disposition. I'm no brothers. Still, in the church. When they are angry, you are shocked. I am saying, you will be shocked the way they behave. Say, no reflection of God even in the eye. Why? Their disposition is intact. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. How do you get transformed? We talk about Lord Transformer in the emotion. Saturate us in our being. All our beings. Your being feel what? Your being. Never be filled if that door is not open. Disposition. My disposition. You know, again, in tree, they say, sanity. Man, I hate that word. And I heard many times the brothers would say, that's the way he is. That's the way he is. I'm sorry, but that is wrong. That is sad. How do you get transformed if that's the way you are? May the Lord touch our disposition. Amen. I need to stress this again. We need help. Brothers, we all. We all need help. It's not how long, and forget about how long. It's how much Christ. How much Christ is not how long I have been here. Sometimes we use how long to deceive others. You know, you want everyone to know how long you have been in the church. How long? It's how much Christ you have allowed into that part of your being. I have got a lot of help from it. Like I said from the beginning, every time I read this, I open to the Lord. Lord, you know this part of my being. You know it. You know this part. You know the way I behave. Some of the things I do that the saints don't know. I do that. I still do those things. Lord, how long would I go on like this? How long? And then you began to open to the Lord. Open your heart to the Lord. He loves you. He knew the Samaritan woman already. He knew he had five husbands. He didn't say, oh, that woman is not too good. No. He knew that woman's condition. He still came back to her. So you need to be open to the Lord. Amen. Lord, come in. Come in. You know. Right? You know. Okay. Then, hey, Christ as the life-giving spirit sanctify the church by what? Cleansing her according to the washing of the water in the word. According to the divine concept, water in Ephesians 5:26 refers to the flowing life of God, typified by the flowing water. We are now in such a washing process in order that the church may be holy. We are on a process. He doesn't say, when we say, Lord Jesus, then we get transformed. No. It's a process. But you have to be open. You have to be open. Please, again, I repeat again and again. One thing that does not help us Christians, especially in the church life, is we think we know these things. We know these things. The more you feel this way, the more nothing happens. And you remain the same the rest of your life. May the Lord have mercy on us. Amen. I just really pray that this little word this morning will help us. This was spoken to the whole recovery. Last week, we used this outline in Brussels. Week before, we used the same outlines in Malaga, Spain. We used these outlines everywhere. Why? Because last week, they had the same conference in Kampala. The week before, they had the same conference in He's about. This weekend we are having a conference here, speaking the same thing. He's speaking exactly the same thing right now in Lagos. Why is the Lord speaking like this? He's speaking to all of us. He speaks because he knows the need. We don't know our need. Only the Father knows the need of the children. Amen. So he's speaking to us because he knows our need. There's a need. The Lord wants to come back. Come back to who? To who? To us? Us. Are we honestly, genuinely transformed? No. 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 This is a big lack. It's a big lack among us. We don't want to be Laodicea. We know all these things, but we still look warm. Very lukewarm. It's only active on Sunday morning. But it says, our living is our service. Our service is our living. And Brother Watchman, many times said, he pay attention to who he is, than who, what he does. Who he is. Matt says, who you are matters to the Lord more than what you do. You can do a lot. You can do a lot. You can do a lot. But what kind of a person is doing that? Who is doing that? I said, you can only speak this thing here in this congregation. If I speak this somewhere, they will throw you out. You can't have a second lesson. But we need to hear this. In Revelation, it says what? He who have what? Let him what? What? The Spirit is not coming from there. It's here speaking to us now. And if we are not hearing what the Spirit is speaking to us, sorry, we are wasting. You can't waste the Lord's time. Say, I'm sorry. The Lord have no time. We don't have time. I came in when I was 27. A very young man when I came into the church. Very young. 27 young. Some few saints are here that I remember they were here. But that is over 40-something years ago. It's not, many years has gone by. And if my character is still the same, you know, my disposition is strong. I can't get on with the brothers. I am so, so strong in my disposition. It means I have just wasted my time. And I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to waste. Says, don't let us waste our time. Why? Because we don't have any time. We don't have time. We can die. Anytime, anything, anything that happens to anyone. We have a brother right now in London. He's a doctor. Big doctor. Like, he knows. He just got... No, not yet. he got a brain tumor. Doctor. Very precious. I am saying, dear, dear brother and a doctor. He got a brain. I went to see him. I mean, you sit down and look at him. He teaches the class. FTT London, he teaches FTT, Mr. Baba, he teaches FTT, Victoria, he teaches here, give conference. One more morning, he wake up, he said, headache. He went, he's a doctor. Talking to a doctor. He said, he got brain tumor. Straight away, I went visit. He said, oh, I don't know how long. Nobody knows. Anything that happens to anyone can happen to you. Nobody's prone. We are not prone at all. Here. So there's no guarantee. Says. No guarantee. No guarantee. So the Lord brought us this weekend to hear this. One more time, he's giving us another opportunity for us to repent. 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 Say, Lord, I repent. You know my heart. You know my heart. I can fool everybody here. But Lord, I can't fool. Amen. May the Lord be merciful to us. Praise the Lord. How many minutes do I have? Time is still our friend. 10 minutes. Okay. Alright. Now let's quickly go to Romans 4. I'll try and finish and give you some time to share. Now we come to Paul. We come to Paul in Acts 26, right? 18. Acts 26, 18 reveals the content of our divine commission. Now, this is the content of our divine commission. The first part is our living. You know, the first part of our shows us how we need to live, how we were predestinated. But then this part is how do we serve? This is the part. This is practical. How do we serve? Then why does the brothers use Acts 26 and use Paul? Why? Because look at the background of Paul. Look at Paul. Think Paul was just a normal guy. He hated the church, persecuted the church. He did everything to salvage the church. But God chose him. He chose him. You know the Bible, so I don't need to tell you. He was one of the top apostles. And he testified to King Agrippa. I was not disobedient to what God has shown. Okay. So this verse 28 reveals the content of our divine commission to serve according to the heavenly commission. So these points are very clear. 1:8, to open their eyes. To open. Now, every time I read this point, remember this. Pay attention. You can only open people's eyes if your eyes are not open. How do you open? Paul's eyes were open. He saw that heavenly vision. He saw God. And we need to see that today. All of us. We need to see who God is. If God does not open my eye, how can I open the eyes of others? Amen. Okay. So to open their eyes. 2:1. We need to continually pray for what? For the spirit of wisdom and revelation to what? To understand and to see more and more of Christ. The body of Christ and the divine dispensing for what? For the divine. We need to see. You need to see. I need to see this. If I'm not seeing this, how do I open the eyes of others? Amen. Okay. Then 2. We cannot go on without what? New knowledge of the Lord and the new vision of it. We cannot go on. That's why I said, don't think you know this. Every conference, every training, this next week we have the training in Anaheim. The winter training is on what? The all-inclusive price. I'm looking forward to that. I can't wait to be on the dust. The Lord keeps speaking to us. Don't think, oh, I know this, I heard this, the same thing. No. It's the same fufu, but you've been eating that for the last 100 years. It have never changed. Right? I told Brother John, I'm going to Kumasi. Every time I go to Kumasi, Brother John knows why I'm coming. It's the same fufu. I still have to eat it again. Never graduate from that fufu, right? When I come to Ghana, I don't like fried chips. Who want to eat fried chips? But it's the same old fufu. But when I eat it, it becomes a new command, right? It's an old thing, but once it gets into me, it becomes what? So that means that every day when I eat the Lord, there's a new revelation. I read the word, get into the word. It's the same word. Every time you get in, you get something fresh. Praise the Lord. Then 3, our commission is to what? To enlighten. Oh, that they may see what economy we need to. Listen, You know more than any pastor. I'm telling you. In the church life. The reason why you don't know, you know, is because you don't speak. If you meet people and talk to people, that's where you realize, ah, my goodness, this ministry is rich. I love to speak, especially the pastors. Oh, I love them so. I only ask this one question. And this, one time I asked a pastor, big one, big pastor, I don't know, big one. I said, oh, sir, what is the best verse in Matthew? The guy don't know. First verse in Matthew, he doesn't know. He said, the guy don't know the first verse in Matthew. I don't want to put, see, everyone is going to stare now because you're afraid. If I call you, you ain't big fun. I don't want to do that. If I do that, you guys will not let me come back to Ghana again. See? You need to know the truth. You need to get into the truth yourself. When you go home, study the outline. You pay attention to the outline. Read the verses that goes with it. You will even see more than what I'm saying here. I am serious. And Brother Lee told us, it's a gold mine. The gold is there, but the golds don't pop out. You got to dig. You have to dig. No one can dig it for you. Praise the Lord. Then B, to turn them from what? Darkness. Turn people. Again, if you are in darkness, you yourself, you are in darkness. How do you turn people from darkness into light? If you yourself, you are in darkness. It's impossible, saints. And then B, C, to turn them from what? From authority of Satan. If you yourself is controlled by Satan, your anger is there, this is there, that is there. How do you turn them from the authority of Satan? It's impossible. And then D, that they may receive forgiveness of sin. Forgiveness of sin. Now read A, 1. We need to go to the Lord to what? To receive what? A total forgiveness for someone's sin, right? From our sin. Now, if you yourself cannot forgive one another, you can't forgive. You can't forgive. How can you tell people to forgive? Yeah, I hope you understand what I'm talking about. And one of the problems again, brothers and sisters in the church right here, in Ghana, is that word forgiveness. We can't forgive. I'm sorry. It's something in us that cannot let go. Offenses. I'm serious. That thing eats you up. It eats you up. Now, in Ephesians 4, 26, it says, be angry. It didn't say, do not be angry. Why does it say be angry? Because you're going to get angry. But then it says, do not sin. Okay, so we prolong the anger, then it becomes sin. Then the next verse, it says, do not give place to the devil. When the enemy comes into that anger, you can never forgive forever and ever and ever. Amen. I am serious. Many among us, among the saints, among the sisters, among the brothers, among the churches, you visit the saints. One day I was in one place, visit the church there. So before I start a meeting, I say, oh, can we pray 2x2? Oh, gee. 2x2. Godfrey moved from this seat to another seat. And this there was exchange of rooms. Everybody was moving. I said, hey, wait. I said, let's pray 2x2. Why? Because the guy don't talk to this one. This one don't talk to this one. This one don't talk to this one. And Sunday morning we go, there is one boy. Forgiveness. I learned one lesson. One lesson I have learned in my marriage life. I'm honestly speaking, in my marriage life, is forgiveness. Next year, I'll be married 49 years. Very long time. 49 years I've been married. God, let me write a book about this guy. Forgive. Every time I tell, it's okay. What can you do? You can't change anything. So I learned to let go. Let go. Just let go. Why do we have divorce? It's forgiveness. You can't forgive. You can't let go. So you hold on to that offense. That damages you. Now, if you cannot forgive, how do you tell others to forgive? Saints, this is a very prodigal message. That they may what? That they may receive an inheritance among those who are being sanctified by faith in me. This inheritance is the triune God himself with all he has and all he has done and all he would do for his redeemed people. We receive an inheritance from God. Saints, may the Lord open our hearts to this. Amen. Then finally, let's read the last point, then I'll stop. Sanctify. Yeah. Consummate. Yeah. Yeah. Of the Son. Yeah. Of God becoming a man in the flesh, that the man might become God in the spirit, to gain a corporate government. For the corporate expression, the glory of the God. Amen. Now, I'll just have two verses and then I'll stop. You know, you read Proverbs 21:2. It says, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but Jehovah weighs the heart. Every man, everything you do is right in your own eyes, but only God knows your heart. Then, 2 Thessalonians 3:5, it says, And the Lord direct what? Your heart into the love of God. And into what? Into the endurance of God. May the Lord direct our heart. May the Lord pay attention. May we all pay attention to our heart. Amen. Okay, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That is our living, right? Serving according to the heavenly vision of God's economy. Okay, I better stop here. Hallelujah! I hope I didn't say anything that damages anyone here, right? You still love me, right? You still have to love me. You can't hate me. Whether you love me or not, I'm still coming back. Anyway, praise the Lord. Let's pray with our neighbor for 1 minute. Just pray. Pray with your neighbor.
Amen.